a church you can call home, where we love God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen.
Yeah.
Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. We want to welcome all our NBC family, visitors, and all of you that joined us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. He has something for you. Amen.
Yeah.
We're having fellowship today, and we have great meals prepared. But you know what? The Word of God is precious.
Yes.
Amen. We want to partake of His Word first. Amen. Yes. I want to eat some of that first. Amen. I just want to be like a little sponge and just cleanse up all He has for me.
Amen.
Amen. So if you didn't get any, that's too bad. It's going out to everybody, and you all, what you have to do is prepare yourselves to receive it. Amen. Don't let it go by. We're not playing church. Amen. He says we're here to be empowered so we can go out and do what God has called us to do.
Yes.
We're not here to be entertained. Amen. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Bienvenidos. A la iglesia del nuevo comienzo, bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. I haven't said this in a while, so I'm going to say it this time. Allow God's word to bless you, encourage you, change you, and correct you. Sometimes Father wants to correct us. Amen. And we need some correcting, because you know what? If you're not renewing your mind with the Word of God, that world is going to draw you, and that world is going to pull you. And sooner or later, you know, you're just going to give in and start doing worldly things. And we don't want to do that, amen?
Amen.
And it says, se permita la palabra de Dios que te bendiga, que te dé ánimo, que te cambie y te correge. Okay, so praise God, man, that's long. Today we're going to be talking about let God arise big this year, this new year.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Says, que se levante Dios grande en este nuevo año. Amen. So we want to let God arise. He ain't going to rise up. You know why? Because you're holding him down. He said he's knocking, but you're not letting him in. He wants to use you, but you're just sitting down doing nothing. Let's stay high for God. Amen. This new year. And every day, daily, on a daily basis, not just once in a while. Leave change. Yes, leave a new person. The Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. He put you here to win, not to lose.
Amen.
And who is he going to use? He's going to use his church, the body of Christ. Amen. So make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Says be involved. Be a participator, not a spectator. You know, the spectators, they just say everything you're doing wrong. Well, you're just sitting down doing nothing. Get off your cómo se llama and get involved. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yes,
amen. Amen. You got the Word of God in you, man. You're mighty. You're strong in Him. You're going somewhere to happen. You know what? Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and He's got to flip.
Yes.
And anybody else on His side has got to go. So it's greater He that's in you than He that's in the world. See yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner, He sees you a champion, and He sees you an overcomer.
Amen.
Don't see yourself the way the world says. Or what jealous people say about you. See yourself the way God sees you.
Amen.
Amen. So praise God. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's grab our swords. Soldiers of God.
Amen.
And let's make this declaration together. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be talking with God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. Hallelujah. Dear God, we got to pray for you. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first before we get going. We're going to be talking about let God arise. So, this scripture break says this, arise, shine, means that you have been doing well where you are, but it's time to step up to another level.
Yeah.
So God doesn't intend for you to stay where you started.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to climb up to the roof, you got a ladder, you got to stay one leg at a time.
Yeah.
As Christians, you don't want to be a big Christian all your life.
Yeah.
We got to get in the Word. And we go one level at a time. You know what they say? New levels, new devils. So you can't stay a baby the whole time. You got to get the Word and you got to mature and grow in the Word of God. Amen. You can't stay the same. You know, even when you go to school, you know, you don't stay on first grade the whole time. Like Jethro. you got to grow up, you know. And as you mature in your learning
There's new things there, okay?
Yes.
But you know what? Don't say, I can't. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, I can't. He says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Mm-hmm. As you mature in the Word of God, you got to grow stronger. Yes. And you're going to grow stronger. And pretty soon, you got to take that spiritual authority He's given you so you can resist the devil and command him to go in Jesus' name. Amen?
Yes.
So, God doesn't intend for you to stay where you started. He launches you from there. Arise, shine, and press on. Arise means a person is in a lower place than they should be. There's an enemy called average. Everybody wants to be average. You know what average means? Average means lukewarm. We all want to be lukewarm, nice, comfy, and easy. But that's what nobody wants us to do. You know, Jesus could have done all that. But He left heaven. Hey, we're nice and comfy up there.
Yeah.
But He left heaven to come and be sacrificed. He knew from the time He left heaven, He was going to be a sacrifice.
Amen.
Did it stop Him from fulfilling what God called Him to do?
No.
And you know what? Just know it's not going to be easy going out there into the world and having people cuss you and frustrate you and be mad at you and be ugly with you. But you know what? Spend time with Him and build yourself up before you get out in the world.
Yes.
And them things are just going to bounce off of you.
Yes.
I don't receive that. That's not what God sent me here for. I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
And you're ready. You're ready to fight. Amen. Because you know what? You don't fight flesh and blood.
Yes.
I'm getting ahead of myself. You don't fight flesh and blood. You're fighting spiritual beings.
Mm.
And you can't defeat them in the flesh.
That's it.
And if you allow yourself to get in the flesh, you're already defeated.
Yeah.
They're going to have you in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. How to get off on that?
I don't know.
I'm just following the Spirit. So, arise means a person that's at a low level, but you know what? God has not called you to be average. So, don't accept. God is saying, arise, shine, and go. Press on. Past the average. Go higher.
Yes.
For I have much more to show you and much more that you can do because I have greater plans for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, arise, shine for Him.
Amen.
Amen. So who am I? If you're trying to please the world, you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're never doing it good enough.
That's
it. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, man, I got a whole bunch of good nuggets for you. This one is short. Availability. God never asks about our abilities or our inabilities.
That's it.
He says just our availabilities. Are you available? Well, wait a minute. I'm not ready. Wait a minute. I'm not qualified. He didn't say that. He says, are you available?
Yes.
And you give in and you let Him. He specializes in giving available people a new start, a new beginning. He's called, He's anointed, and He's equipped us to win.
Amen.
Not to lose, to win. Amen.
Woo.
This is the day and the new year for mighty warriors of God to wake up, get up, and press on for Jesus.
Yes.
Come on. He's talking to me. No, He's talking to all of us.
All of us.
The body of Christ. That's His church. Amen. Be ready. Be available. Because He's knocking and He wants to use you. Who's He going to use? He's going to use you. You're part of His body. His body of Christ. Hallelujah. One more. Woo. Hallelujah. I want to read this at you. And I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. It says, you go nowhere by accident. Bloom where you are. Amen. You know, He's told you there. He's put you there. He says, wherever you are, God has put you there. Wherever you go, God is sending you. You go nowhere by accident. God has a purpose for you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something He wants you to do through you where you are. Amen. See yourself the way. Again, see yourself the way He sees you. You're important to Him. You know, again, if you're trying to please the world, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
But God has sent you there. Amen. So many Bible heroes they use, you know, when He sent them. You know, Jonah says, I want to use you. I want to use you to go to Nineveh and preach over there. Amen. I want to reach my people over there. He says, no, I'm going the other way. How many of us have done that? The prodigal son going the other way. I want to do my own thing. But you know what? When he came to his senses after being swallowed by a big fish, he said, okay, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Some of you watching, some of you listening, you know, you've been running too long.
Yeah.
And you've been without Him all this time. And you're down and out just like them wallowing with the pigs.
Yeah.
It's time you give yourself back to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And just to receive Him says, you know what? He knows what to do. He knows how to handle that situation.
Yeah.
He knows all you need to do is surrender to Him.
Yeah.
Amen. And make Him your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And start pressing on. From this day on, He's not going to say, well, you got to stand on the side or sit on the sides before you can do this, this, and this. He said, no. He says, down, get up, and walk. He told the lame man, He says, get up, walk. Amen. Go. He didn't say, well, you know, I've been lame for 38 years. How do you want me to just get up and walk? He did. Whatever you've been doing, it's time for you to be obedient and press on. He says, press on. He didn't say, spend time in probation because you've been away from me all this time. No, he says, it's time to get up and press on. I got a mission for you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. How did I get into all this? Let God arise. Believe this and go in His grace, His love, and His power.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And listen to this. What we are is God's gift to us. And what we become is our gift to God.
Yes.
Amen. You can write that down and you get the tape and listen to it again. Praise God. Uh-huh. So praise God. Prepare yourselves to receive God. It's great things for you.
Yes.
Let God arise big this new year. Oh, I've got a couple of things I want to read at you. Go ahead, Carmen. Just don't let your past mistakes keep you from being God's best.
That's it.
Like I said, the world will disqualify you and not qualify you.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus says, He says, don't hold past mistakes. He says, keep us from being God's best. Be His best.
Mm-hmm.
Just confess it and get rid of, you know, what He forgives and forget what is the next one. Keep going to the next one. Says, stop remembering what God has forgiven and forgotten. The world, the enemy, is going to use people to remind you of your past failures.
Yes.
And remind you of your past. I know who you are. And man, they're going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
5 years from now, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, they're still going to hold it against you.
Yes.
He says He's forgotten and forgiven. He's forgiven and forgotten. Now you need to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Forget about it. I don't live there anymore. That's what it says. It says, don't judge me by my past. I don't live there anymore. Charges were gone. So you know what? You don't have to listen to that anymore. Amen. Just let it go. It's gone. Keep going. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil or anyone he uses to steal your joy, to steal your dreams, or whatever mission God has given you. He's already anointed. He's called you. He's anointed you, and He's equipped you to fulfill what He wants you to do.
Yes.
Amen. We're not here to please the world. We're here to please God.
Yes.
And then you can do all things through Him.
Yes.
All right. Next one. This is our text, Psalms 68:1-3, and New King James says, "Let God arise, and let His enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate Him flee before Him, as smoke is driven away." So drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly.
Amen.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Remember, let go and let God. Let is used 7 times there. But we got to let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to hold on to it. He says, cast those things on me. And we're still holding on to it.
Yeah.
He said, let it go. The only way you let it go, you got to let God.
Mm-hmm.
Let God arise big this new year. Let is an action word.
Yes.
It says, give God permission. Let go and let God completely, totally.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He don't want half of it. He wants everything.
Yes.
You know what? He don't want the extra cares and weights hold you back from what He's called you to do.
That's it.
Amen. I mean, you can't have all this weight on you and then go run a marathon.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is He wants you to do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Let Him be involved. No limits. No holdbacks.
That's it.
No excuses.
No.
Just let Him participate in solving your problems. He wants to do that. Well, how is that? He says, "Tag Him to me." It was put on Jesus' back.
Mm-hmm.
All this was put on Him.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we still holding on to it?
Yeah.
Says, let is a power word. Involves your will, involves your choice, and involves your decision. Let God arise and cast all cares on Him. Start daily without extra weight, extra cares, extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel so alive. He says, press on. You ready. Amen. You spent time with him and you gave him all this extra cares and weights. So now he says, press on. You can do it. You know, the main man that was prayed for, you know, all that weight came off of him. All that sickness came off of him.
Yes.
And now he says, press on.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, you know, you've been laying for so many years. You can't just get jump up and do what I would call you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Since the main man jumped up, he was so relieved. And all that weight came off of him. All that sickness came off of him. And he jumped up and he pressed on. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Whatever's weighing you down, whatever's holding you back, whatever excuse you're using, let it go. And then he wants to use you. You know, we're always talking about he wants to use somebody else, but I'm not good enough.
Mm.
Well, quit listening to that.
Yes, yes.
He didn't put you here to win. He didn't put you here, amen, to do nothing.
Yes, yes.
Be involved. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo! 1 Peter 5 and 7 and 8 says what? Easy to read by the virgin. Just give all your worries to him because why? He cares for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let nobody tell you God don't care for you. He went to the cross and took all the stripes and took all the shame and everything else for you.
Yes.
So don't let nobody say God don't care about you.
Yes.
That's a big lie. Control yourself and be careful. Since the devil is your enemy. You only have one enemy. And it tells you right there who your enemy is. The devil, not people. Amen. The devil is your enemy. And he goes around as a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat.
Mm.
Amen. So, I'm not going to listen to this no more.
That's it.
King James says, casting all care upon him. For he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking somebody to devour. How do you know? How does he know who to devour? Because you're speaking the wrong words.
Mm-hmm.
Death and life are the power of the tongue. Those words you're speaking are opening the doors for him to just walk in.
Yeah.
You don't even have to knock the door down. You already invited him in. Door's wide open because you've been saying negative things.
Mm-hmm.
And don't line up with the word of God. Don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Just put a zip on the lip and don't let it come out of your lips.
Yeah.
You know what? You think about it before you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to tell him, you know, I had to say it because, you know, hey, they was ugly to me. I'm going to be ugly to them.
Nope.
Jesus could have done the same thing, but he did.
He didn't.
And it was real ugly to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's our greatest example.
Yeah.
Amen. So if you're going to copy somebody, copy what Jesus did.
Yeah.
Just hold your tongue. You might think of it, you know, thinking it, it's not the problem. Speaking it is the problem, because once you speak it, it's a seed and it goes and it's planted.
Yeah.
And wherever it's planted, it's going to grow.
Okay.
But it's going to grow in you. Amen. Woo! Man, I'm preaching better than the amen in me now. John 8:31-32, New Living Translation says, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings.
Yes.
And you will know the truth, and the truth will go and set you, the truth is going to set you free.
That's it.
So we don't have to listen to these lies anymore.
That's it.
Amen. Know that the word of God has set you free. King James says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Make you free.
Mm-hmm. Now, please, don't let words you're speaking bow you down and hold you down and limit you. Amen. Just don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, confess it and give it up. Amen.
Yeah.
Let it go. Don't hold on to it. So the truth is going to set you or make you free.
Yeah.
Amen. Let God arrive big this new year. Commit, submit, and surrender yourself to him on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. James 4:7-8 says what? Says easy to read verse. It says, so give yourself to God, stand against the devil, and he will run away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Just come near to God, close to God, and he will come near or close to you. Says you are sinners, so clean the sin out of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to follow God and the world at the same time. Make your thinking pure.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know it doesn't matter where you go in the world. You're going to be around people, and people, you know what, are going to speak and say things,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to hear them, but don't mean you got to repeat them or do them. Amen? So renew your mind as needed. Didn't say daily or yearly, but as needed.
Yes.
Because you hear it, So don't let it grow in you. Amen. Yeah. When you start meditating on it, mm-hmm. next thing you know is you're going to speak it out. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to do that. Amen.
Yeah.
King James says, draw near to God and he'll what? Draw near to you. But he says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil. You resist the devil. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to go to God and say, Lord, resist the devil for me.
Mm-mm.
No, he says, you resist the devil. Mm. You take the authority I've given you.
Yeah.
And you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And you speak the word of God, and you command him to go. He says, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And he, you know what the Bible says? He's got to go.
Yeah.
Know whose you are and who you're, who's backing you. And I'm confessing his word. Amen. So, enemy has to be obedient to the word of God. And he's got to go. He's got the book. I mean, it says he'll flee. Flee is not just walk away. Flee means he'll run away from you.
That's it.
The King James says, therefore submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The word of God is greater.
Yes.
And I'm confessing the word of God. And he has to be obedient to what the word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So praise God. It says, draw near to God, he'll draw near to you.
Yes.
But you know what? He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So he wants us to have fellowship on a daily basis.
Amen.
And draw near to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, praise him, give thanks on a daily basis. Psalms 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amplified says, enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving. Be grateful. You know, the best attitude you can have is gratitude. Have an attitude of gratitude. And his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless and praise his name.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nothing stopping you except yourself. You just raise your hands and you'll say, thank you, Lord. I don't know what else to say except thank you so much. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Keep going. Turn to Thessalonians 5, 6 through 18. New Living Version says, be full of joy all the time. Not just sometimes, you know, for you have the greater one in you. It says, be full of joy all the time. Never stop praying. In everything, give thanks. This is what God wants you to do because of Christ Jesus. Amen. And New King James says, rejoice always. Amen. But the world, this world and everyone wants to see you sad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Some of us, we need to give our frowns a break. Amen. Let it go. Put a smile on your face. Amen. A frown, you know, scares people away. You know, a smile draws people.
Yeah.
And when they come and ask you, why are you always smiling? They want to be mad, you know, because they're always sad.
Mm-hmm.
But they see you smile, they want to come and want to know why you always smile. Then when they open the door, you just say, because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And he set me free. And you can have the same thing. Amen. And they can confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. 17 says, pray without ceasing. Says 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. These are all real good. Amen. Give me some more. There you go, Carmen. It says, Philippians 4, 6 says, don't worry about anything. What this world wants you to do is worry about everything.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And man, this just weighs you down and you don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, give it to me because I have a mission for you.
Yes.
Amen. And I don't want you worrying about these no good things, you know. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done.
Yes.
King James, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, this has blessed me already. We're not going to finish all this today. Ephesians 5:20 says, give thanks when?
Always.
For all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Give thanks always.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Man, this world wants to weigh you down. It wants to keep you sad. It wants to keep you down. Amen. But we're not receiving that. Praise God. Says, rejoice and be grateful on a daily basis. Psalm 118:24. We read it all the time. But it says, this is the day. Every day. This is the day God has given us. Or the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. We I, or Jose, you can personalize it, will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
So, you know, don't be worried about tomorrow.
That's it.
But just about today, rejoice and be glad in this new day He's given us. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Praise God. Search and keep your priorities right. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first what? The kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 34 says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. The people want you to do that. The enemy wants you to do that. Worry about tomorrow, about, you know, it's not even here yet. Because tomorrow's got enough problems of itself.
Yes.
Amen. See, that's what it says. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Yep.
You don't want to take too much. One plate at a time. I'm going to eat one meal at a time. Amen. Mm-hmm. One day at a time. It says, know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Amen.
Don't ever say, I can't. Because that's not what the word. Don't line up with the word of God. That's not what the word of God says. The word of God says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I need your strength. It's okay to say that. Amen. Because, you know, you face some things, you always say, I can't do it just by myself. But the greater one is in me. God has called me to do this, you know, and you know what? I can do all things through Christ.
All things.
Amen. And He strengthens me. Whatever strength you need, He's already given it to you. Amen. Yes. Go out and do what He's called you to do. Amen.
Amen.
So praise God. It says, know that the greater one is in you.
Yes.
1 John 4:4. Amen. The greater one is in you. He says He never leaves you nor forsakes you. But He says in this verse, it says, my dear children, you belong to God. And you have defeated them because God's Spirit who is in you is greater than the devil who is in the world.
Mm.
Amen. Remember, we're not of this world. Mm. We're just passing through, doing what God wants us to do, because heaven is our home. Amen. Yeah. As believers, the New King James says, you're of God, little children, and have overcome them because He who is in you is greater than He is in the world. Again, our bodies are a temple of the Holy Ghost. When you profess Him as your Lord and Savior, He came to dwell in you, to be in you. Amen.
Woo.
Says, what are you letting arise big in your life this new year? What are you focusing your actions, your words, your thoughts on? You might say, it's hard right now. I've lost my job. I've lost loved ones. My health is bad. Somebody did me wrong. You could hear this on a daily basis, you know. But don't magnify the problem.
Yes.
Magnify Him. Amen. We got to reverse that.
Yes.
We got to magnify Him and not the problem.
Yes.
Amen. Because you know what? There's always going to be problems. But you know what? He's forgotten and forgiven. So we need to do the same thing. Forgive and forget about those things. Amen. Since you're letting defeats and discouragements and self-pity rise up when you're confessing the problem first, instead of God, you're letting those things rise up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to let God arise. Amen. Let Him arise. Turn that around and magnify God.
Yes.
Keep your priorities in order. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you.
Yes.
Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is still in control. If you let Him. If you let Him. He'll let you do what you want to do. You have a free will.
Yeah.
And He's not going to push Himself or force you to do anything.
That's it.
Amen. You got to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And put Him first. And dethrone yourself and put Him on the throne.
Yes.
And be obedient to what He says.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody walked out. You're hurting. Know that He is your restorer. You lost your job, lost finances, lost loved ones. Know God is your provider. He'll supply all your needs. He didn't say some. He said He'll supply all your needs.
Yeah.
Amen. Since He fights your battles, just let go and let God. In Exodus 14:14, three translations we got here, but it says, Exodus 14:14, New Living Translation says, the Lord Himself will fight for you. Just be calm.
Yes.
He'll fight for you. Let Him.
Yes.
Let Him. Let go and let God. Amen.
Yes.
Exodus, New King James says, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. keep your peace. And the Amplified says the Lord will fight for you while you only need to keep silent and remain calm. Mm-hmm. Some of us don't know what keep silent means. We want to help out with words, and this thing to do is keep silent. You know, a lot of times they said things about Jesus, and you know what? He kept silent.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because he didn't want to say the wrong thing. So some of us, we need to practice this very much. Because we just want to blast out, you know. Give a shotgun answer, you know. Boom, you know. You just let anything out, you know. Say, whoa, you know. Man, you just got blasted. Woo, hallelujah. Let God arise and press on in victory he has given for you. He's given you. Amen. So let God arise and press on in the victory he has for you. Yes, victory, and a beautiful song that we sing, Victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Man, he went to the cross, and he paid a debt he didn't owe. Mm-hmm. And we owe a debt we cannot pay.
Yes, yes.
But you know, we have victory in Jesus. He won us. He won it for us. But you know, you've got to confess him as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. If you have never confessed him, now's the time, you know. And we're going to close right here. But we got lots to go. And we're going to finish this. Let God arise on a daily basis.
Amen.
This new year, let God arise big in your life. Amen. Amen. The only one keeping them down is you.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying the wrong things. You're not giving them room. You're not giving them space that he needs, the place he needs. Amen. Spend time with him. You know what he wants? He's knocking. He wants to have fellowship with you.
Yeah.
He wants to have relationship with you. And we are letting him. Amen. We got to let go and let God. Amen.
Yeah.
So, praise God. I just want to say, those of you watching, you never confessed him as your Lord and Savior. You know, we just started a new year, so why not confess him as your Lord and Savior right now, this new year? And things are going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just find you a Bible-based church, you know, where they preach the Word of God, they teach the Word of God. Amen. And get yourself a Bible and start opening up and reading it. You know, we've been reading all kind of trash on our cell phones, on newspapers, on magazines, or whatever it is. We read all kind of trash. Why not open the Bible and read the truth? It says the truth is going to make you, set you free from all the mindsets, all the traditions that you've learned. Amen. And just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of all my sins. You know what he's going to say? He says, you're forgiven, and I forgive and forget all your past. Now press up, get up and press on.
Amen.
Amen. You don't owe anything to the world. The only thing you need to do in this world is bring souls back to the kingdom of God. Amen. Now you're a minister of reconciliation, bringing people to God. Amen. Winning souls for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If you're running, you confessed him before, and now you're running. When it's time you stop running, rededicate yourself back to him. Amen. And press on and do what he's called you to do. You know what? He's the thing. Here's the thing. He's called you to do something. He's not going to take his calling from you.
That's
it. That calling is going to be there. And you know what? If you neglect it, one day you're going to have to stand before him and answer him why you didn't do what he called you to do. So whatever it is he calls you to do, big or small, it doesn't matter. If you're doing it under him, you're doing the right thing.
Amen.
Because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. But answer the call and rededicate yourself back to him.
Amen.
And start doing what he calls you to do. Only you know. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Friends, if you have sickness in your body, I speak to my body. What do I speak to my body? I speak the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my body, by Jesus Christ, you're healed.
Yeah.
I receive no malfunctions in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I just a few weeks back was at the emergency room at the hospital. And they flew me all the way to El Paso to find out what's going on. But you know, the whole time I had faith and I was confessing the Word of God. Amen. Everything's fine. So here I am. Praise God. By his stripes I'm healed. Confess the word over your body. No malfunctions. I don't receive sickness. God didn't give me no sickness. There ain't no sickness in heaven to give me. He put it on Jesus, on the back of Jesus. So by his stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
So I speak to that sickness. I don't receive you. I command you to come in Jesus' name. I receive my healing. I'd rather say I receive my healing than to say, oh, I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or confess the problem. No, I'm not confessing it. I'm only confessing what he told me to say. By Jesus Christ, I am well, I'm healed. Amen. So you did the same thing. Amen. So praise God.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus. And it's time to give.
Yeah.
If you're watching and listening and would like to give your tithes and offerings, you still can. Just go to our website, nbcbigben.com, and press that donate button. Or you can mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Martha, Texas, 79843. Or you can cash app, just go to New Beginning Church of the Big Ben. We just want to thank you and let you know God loves you and we love you. Amen. Praise God.